welcome to W Rated, the show where we willingly watch the world's worst rated movies. It's another year, it's another Razzies. Claire, are you as excited as I am?
No.
I honestly didn't know what way it was going to go when we saw those nominees.
It was not the nominees I expected at all.
No.
I was expecting some Flash, some Black Adam. The Razzie voters are big DC fans. I kind of expected a Barbie nom, to be completely honest.
You know, interesting.
The website before the nominees was very
It did have a Barbie-fied theme, didn't it?
I expected some more controversial noms. I don't think these are particularly controversial this year.
Maybe they've played it a bit safe this year.
And then, I just felt like they really missed out on some films that I've not seen that I heard were absolutely fucking terrible. But there's plenty of absolutely fucking terrible films here.
I was going to say, I think you've got plenty to deal with in the meantime. For those who haven't been on the road to Razzies with us before, this is an annual special season of the podcast. I love how I can call it annual because this is what, our fourth? Third. Is it fourth?
Yeah, we did 21, 22, and then we started doing our road to Razzies officially in 23. So it's our fourth Razzies, but only our second road trip.
Wow. There we go. So we like our little road trip now.
Yeah.
I've got all the puns. But yes, basically we are going to be focusing our sights on what's deemed the worst of the year for 2023. For those who don't know, it's announced a day before the Oscar noms. It's called the Golden Raspberry Awards. And as sort of alluded to there, they are usually not without contention. But in the spirit of the podcast, we take each year as a special buffet of bad or not so bad to try for ourselves. So, Claire, you've spoken a little bit there about how you're not really looking forward to them this year. But are there any particular films you're dreading or any bright spots of hope there that you might actually be looking forward to?
Absolutely no bright spots, not a single one. Some of these films I've never heard of, but any of them that I had heard of and not seen, I'd purposely avoided for good reason. I think the only benefit is probably Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, because that is on our official IMDb bottom 100. So, you know, we get to tick two boxes with that one. So we always like, you know, efficiency.
We do.
I'm so angry about these nominations because I've prided myself throughout my life on, I'm not an action girl. It's well documented. I've never sat through an Expendables film. I've never sat through an Indiana Jones film. And on Pride,
Not even Raiders.
I've seen bits of it. I've seen him going under the thing, and I've seen the pits of snake, and I've seen the big ball thing.
I don't like the fact that you're planning to watch the new one and none of the originals, because that's just
so
setting,
reason
setting
for that.
Yourself up for upset.
There's a reason for that, because the biggest issue here, that I was just going to go to my grave so happy to have never had to fucking sit through a Fast and Furious film. But here we are. Fast 10 is nominated. We've already watched it. We're talking about it today. The rest of you will hear it at some point on this season. The fact that this is only actually fucking nominated for one thing, and I had to sit through it. I had to sit through two hours 40 of absolute fucking nonsense. And it's only got one nomination. And it's ruined a lifelong dream to never have to suffer through those things. And so, because I'd never seen any of those franchises, I was like, I should watch the other four Indiana Jones films so that... I thought, I'll watch all five Indiana Jones films to have better context. But then my little brain went, wait, hang on then. If I do that for Indiana Jones, then really I have to watch the other three Expendable films. And then I was like, oh, holy shit, no. If I do that, then I have to watch 10 Fast and Furious films. And not even I don't have time to watch 10 Fast and Furious films. I actually think I would jump out my window. I think I would throw myself off my balcony. I think if that film... I'll save it for the episode, but I just couldn't do it. I'm not going to have seen any context for any of these films. You will be my context queen,
which is great, because I will be the lore queen.
Yeah,
I will bring all context to these, because I not only watch bad films for the podcast, but I apparently have set myself up for a little bit of a fall by also challenging myself for the last few years to watch the most popular film on IMDb every week. And you guys have no taste. I won't go into it too much, but I actually quite enjoy the Fast and Furious because of how ridiculous they are. But some of the other slog I've had to sit through, well, I've already seen...
Yeah, you'd seen quite a lot in advance.
7 films on this list. And they were all, other than one, because of that... Oh, no, other than 2, were all because of that challenge I've set myself. So the alignment of popularity to terribleness should really give people a wake-up call.
Yeah, there we are. I'd only seen 2 of these in advance, and that was Shazam and Ant-Man, and that's because I like the previous films in those franchises.
Yeah, so I've actually done myself a little bit of a favour in the long run, because I don't have to watch so many in a short space of time, but I have gone back and watched some like specific scenes with certain actors that have been nominated and things, and just to remind myself, because most of them I saw last year. So we'll be taking a pit stop at each of these Razzie nominated films for a mini episode. We're going to give it the full W rated treatment, weighing up our opinions on the nomination and our own experiences with the films. I personally can't wait for Claire to talk about Fast X.
I've got 2 pages of notes, and I do have, I sent you like what, 50 text messages while watching it?
Maybe it won't be a mini episode.
No, it won't.
It'll be a midi episode. Midi's in anyway, so. Right, it's set to be, I planned to say another potentially bumpy road, but I actually do think this is going to be a very bumpy ride. But we're so glad to have you along for it. Check back soon for our first episode as we kick off our Road to Razzies 2024.